follow-up visit for Alicia Robinson, ALISIA ROBINSON. Date of service is 7/18/2022. The date of birth is 3/11/53. The date of accident is, she is actually a Medicare patient. It is not related to the accident. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Basically, she reports that she's suffering from severe headaches along with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, both buttocks, and radiating to both arms and both legs. The pain level is around 8 to 9 on all areas. The headaches have been continuing due to the left-sided aneurysm that was diagnosed by her neurologist and a neurosurgeon. She is a patient at DMC Hospital. Usually she sees Dr. Guthi Kanta, G-U-T-H-I-K-A-N-D-A, at DMC in Harper, who is following up with the issue of the headaches. The patient is on tizanidine, furoside with codeine, calcium, toprolaxel, Norco, as well as rosuvastatin. She has seen various pain doctors. She has an automobile accident in 1978. She has a severe spinal stenosis in the MRIs. The MRIs were recently done and they were found positive. The patient reported that the pains are affecting her radius to the tune of 8, and she has not found any improvement whatsoever in the pain relief with all the treatment. She's contemplating to be a patient at DMC Hospital and have a surgery done for her brain as well as for the spine. Her radius that she reports are general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life that are affected 10. The mood and relationship with people and sleep are affected 7. In the area of neurology and psych, patient does have a severe headache related to a impending aneurysm in the brain artery, and difficulty sleeping and poor work performance is reported. However, there is no vision disturbance, double vision, or any dizziness, vertigo, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. Patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or loss of memory. She denies any confusion, disorientation. Obviously, other than headache, there are no other direct symptoms, including from the aneurysm that I can find or patient can report. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as shoulders, bilaterally, bilateral hip, bilateral wrist and hand, ankle and feet, and difficulties walking. And the patient reports shoulder stiffness bilaterally along with neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, decreased range of motion, pins and needles. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication, arfuronol with codeine. Substance abuse, none. Patient does not use any marijuana. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 131/64, pulse is 72, and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of June 23, 2022, dictation number 0625-069. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the same treatment. The patient's MRI were again reviewed. There is a inferomedial projecting aneurysm from the left supraclinoid internal carotid artery measuring 4 millimeter in length and 3 millimeter diameter, which does not appear significantly changed from prior examination. She has to continue with Dr. Guthi Kanta at DMC Hospital regarding the need for future surgery and future follow-up, and including all the symptoms related to that, including headaches. Regarding her osteophyte complex at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and protrusion of the disc at T1, T2, I recommend that maybe a injection to the facet joint as well as to the CESI may help. In the lumbar spine MRI, she has a bulging disc at T12, L1, L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, as well as a ligamentum flavum hypertrophy and a severe spinal stenosis at L4, L5 with bilateral neural foramen stenosis, and LESI has been recommended to the patient for this purpose. The patient will schedule her appointment and will go from there. Other than that, there is no other changes. No medication were provided today since patient arrived earlier than time was required. Thank you.